Welcome to On Topic, a partnership of WSIU and the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our guest this week is visiting Professor John Jackson with the Simon Institute. Dr. Jackson, thanks for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
Last week, we spent a good amount of time really going over Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of House Bill 40, which would provide public funding for abortions in the state of Illinois. This week, I wanted to kind of dive a little more deeply into that in terms of what happens now. Governor Rauner, I think, might have been surprised by the reaction within his party to his veto.
Well, there has been a lot of feedback, and almost all of it negative, from the base of the Republican Party and from many of the officials of the Republican Party. He's gotten a fairly blistering critique from those who are angry about this decision to sign this bill. And of course, the major thing that developed this past week is a threat to run someone in the primary against him, and that certainly gives him heartburn.
How dangerous is this threat? Do you really see someone running against him?
I think it's very possible that someone will run, but the question is how serious a threat is it? Will there be a big name candidate? I doubt that. I haven't seen any real name Republican stepping forward to take on the governor. And beyond that, it's got to be somebody who could raise about $75 to $100 million, because if they're unknown, they've got to get name identification, they've got to spend money on television to do that. I don't think anybody can match the governor on funding.
This is almost ironic if you look at the history of Governor Rauner with his party in the General Assembly. If they went against him, he would not only threaten, but in many cases, he would run someone against that legislator. Is he getting some of his own medicine here? How would you describe that?
Yeah, they're taking a page out of his playbook. So far, though, he's not been very successful in beating people in the primaries. I think that's one of the reasons I'm predicting that this movement against him also would not be successful.
We also saw at the congressional level, the congressional Republicans from the state of Illinois say that they would back federal legislation when it comes to abortion. What does that do in terms of the party in the state of Illinois when you've got so many saying they're going different ways?
Well, they're really split internally on this. I think the governor got some good support, will get good support from women, particularly in suburban Chicago. It's not that bad a political move in that sense. But he's got problems right now.
Dr. John Jackson of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, thanks so much.